Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Igniters, Rachel Allen has openly embraced the role of mother to her energetic daughter. It was a transition that did not happen overnight. It was not without learnings. She's an integrated marketer, entrepreneur, and property investor who has recreated herself to achieve a balance in watching a little person grow while developing a business and managing domestic life. When Business Needs Baby is her latest project and shares not only her story, but the many stories of other successful business mums. From micro-business to multi-million dollar companies, learning from other mums interspersed with expert opinion makes this book a must-read for any businesswoman who has or is planning to have a baby, or indeed a mum who is planning to start a business. Enjoy. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thanks, Leanne, for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yes, let's.
Excellent. All right. So where are you now? Tell us what's happening for you right now.
We are in the rundown to Christmas holidays. We're almost just over halfway through our school term, so it's all exciting. And we are relaunching a course that we did have up, and we're redoing that. I've got an ebook that is in the process of getting put up onto Amazon and everything. And we have an audio book as well that's just become available, which is very exciting.
Oh, wow. Do you want to tell us the name of that?
Sure. So the book is When Business Meets Baby, which came out in print about a year ago. And I've since followed it up with the audio and the ebook as well, just to make it more accessible for everybody to read.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds really good. Do you want to tell us a bit about your story, where you've been to get to this point?
Sure. So I have been in business for about 14 years, running a consultant marketing consultancy. And about 6.5 years ago, I had a baby, and I was told that nothing would change, that she would be born and that she would eat, sleep and poop, and I could just slot her under my desk. And at the time, we had a very busy business with my partner, and we sort of blindly went into this thinking that nothing would change. And I lived 18 months in a pressure cooker where I was managing clients from all over Australia. We were running events, we were doing marketing, building websites. I had staff. And then when my daughter was about 18 months old, I just hit that point where I went, I can't do this anymore. And I have to change, and I have to change my business. I have to get back to core business. I had to go back to what I was passionate about, where I was making money. So I kind of spent another year breaking off bits of the business and selling it. And in doing that, I started working a lot with mums in business and coaching them in their marketing, which kind of overflowed into stuff that was happening at home and how they were really struggling with their work-life balance. And I started to realise that all of us have the same problems. All mums in business are struggling for this life balance. We're trying to keep up with what we're expected to be doing every day. We're trying to be super mum, and it's just not working. So out of all of that bubbled out the book, basically.
Yeah, it's a big thing I hear that women are trying to be super mums now, isn't it? And it's so much pressure on them.
Oh, once you get rid of that, like once you go, I don't have to go to every, I can put my child in childcare, and I don't have to be at playgroups, and I don't have to be at school, and I don't have to be working in the canteen or on the parents and friends, or, there's things I just don't have to do, and I don't have to have this roaring successful business. I can actually scale everything back so that it's manageable. And it's what I want.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a big thing. So do you think like the tipping point for change was when you started scaling back like your other job, like selling the pieces off? Is that when you started changing how you were doing things, what your business was going to be?
Yeah, it's definitely started the journey for how I would change everything. It started me on my own personal journey as well to work out who this new person was, because I'd never anticipated being a mum. it was just not something that was on my radar. So now I was a mum, I had to work out, well, what was my role as a mum? What did I want for my child? What did I want for myself? Everything completely changed for me, my perspective on the world. So that, I think that was, you know, probably when she was put in my arms, when she was first a baby, and then through to when I hit the pressure, that pressure point in the business, that I decided to change everything. And then it was, well, what do I change it to? You know, what really lights me up? That was when the journey began. I think it still continues even now as my daughter gets older and she goes through her new age. I'm sort of finding that I'm having to relook at how I parent, relook at what she needs as a parent, and also relook at what my business needs as it grows again.
Mm-hmm. Did you have like, well, do you think it was a slow rumble, or do you think you had some lightning bolt moments along the way?
I look back now and I think it was very slow, but it was probably quite, it probably happened very quickly, those moments of change. But the sort of sorting out my head, I suppose, was a lot slower than that, yeah.
Yeah. Have you had challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Always. I think as a mum, you've got to just keep going. You have to keep reassessing how you deal with situations, how, you know, what you should be doing in like for your child. So as a parent, you're always evolving and you have to keep going. In business, it's always been hard. Even without a child, business has been hard, and it's exhausting, and you still have those inner voices, and you have all these dream takers and that are always telling you that it's a stupid idea, and, you know, that your business will never work. So it's, I think that's always going to be a challenge, being in business.
Mm. With the people that you surround yourself with, have you noticed that you've changed to not get rid of, but to maybe stay away from those ones that want to steal your dreams?
Absolutely. And I think even, and again, you know, I think that's part of growing up in business as well. You surround yourself with those people who lift you up, who encourage you, who are there with you on your journey. And my business network has absolutely evolved over the years, and it definitely took a huge evolution after I had my baby. And I found that there was a lot of business networking and a lot of organizations that I was working with prior to having my baby, that after I had her, they're just not flexible around, you know, you having to be a mum as well.
What keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Is it like a big vision, or do you have to do it out of necessity?
It is a vision, and for me it's about wanting to help other mums not to go through the pressure that I had gone through. So it's every time that I coach someone, or someone reads my book and gives me feedback, or goes through one of our programs, that when I'm getting those positive feedbacks, that just keeps lighting me up as well, knowing that someone has learnt something from my experience and what I've learnt over the years as well. And that absolutely keeps me going, and being a role model for my daughter as well. You know, yeah. She loves that you know, I've written a book about her, apparently, in her mind. So, you know, she's to her, you know, to be her role model, and for her to grow up knowing that she can do anything she puts her mind to, that there's no limitations. I think that's a really important motivation for me to keep doing what I do.
Yeah, I love that. Do you have any like key tips, or one big key tip out of your book that listeners might take away if they're a mum in business?
Look, I think let go of the super mum thing. Let go of just trying to do it all and be it all. That, you know, you have today to be present with your children, because they grow up so quickly, and you have forever to be successful in your business. So let go of being super mum and super businesswoman, and just focus on the present day.
Yeah, good advice, that one. Yeah. What about an ignition point? Had things started really taking off for you, or are you still just waiting for that great big ignition point to come?
I had someone tell me the other day that I was an overachiever, and it kind of, so I think I'll always be waiting for that ignition point. But I've, you know, if I start looking at the successes that I've had, the number of women that I'm touching and helping, the people who, the books that I've sold, that they're reading, the people through my programs, the places that are wanting me to speak or to go on podcasts or whatever. I think it's been a gradual thing, and I've just constantly, you know, been doing personal development and always thinking about how I can become a better version of myself. And I think because I will always be looking to be the better version of myself and how I can keep improving and help serving other people, that yeah, I don't know if I'll ever go, yes, I've made it, it's a success.
I think success is a journey though, isn't it? Like, I had the journey as well. You know, a real thing about success for me, it's not so much as a point that yes, I'm going to go, yes, I'm successful. It's just, it's the journey.
Absolutely. It's just, and I think the journey's the fun bit. It's, you know, I don't know if I'll ever get to the end, and I probably will change direction anyway before I get to the end. But yeah, I think it's absolutely, it's a journey, and it's, I'm having a great time and I'm meeting some really wonderful people, and I'm still learning as well. So I think that's really important.
Have you had new possibilities open up for you from doing this business?
I've really thought globally. I've been contacted by people in Scotland and America and the UK to be interviewed on podcasts. I've had my book sold into the UK and into America. So I think for me it's that thinking more globally, and that anything's possible, and that the world is really out there, and we live, we live in such a world that we can be doing business across borders and across the oceans and stuff. So I think for me, my mind's open to, it's not just about Australia and it's not just about my hometown, it's about the world, that I can be serving women all around the world and helping them.
Yeah, it's so easy to be in contact with people around the world now, isn't it? Like, I love doing podcast interviews and with people all over the world.
Oh, look, it is, it's so cool, and it's different perspectives and different worlds and, you know, different everything when you start working with people outside of Australia.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. It's absolutely huge. What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
I think for me, I'm just more excited about continuing to create opportunity for mums in business to connect with each other, to feel supported, and to keep, for them to achieve their own dreams and their own goals, and to see what can come out of that as well. So we've got some exciting, you know, stuff for next year. Like, there's a retreat in the planning, and there's, you know, a couple more programs and another book. So for me, it's, you know, just that continuing to enable or to empower business mums to be better and to be better for themselves.
Oh, excellent. That does sound exciting. Let's have a change of pace. Let's do a speed round. That's okay. Do you have a favourite book?
I actually have Katrina McCarter's book, Marketing to Mums, sitting beside my bed at the moment that I've been trying to get into read. So that would be my favourite at the moment.
What about a mental figure that's helped you the most?
I've had so many women come up this year that's bubbled out, that is really helping me to become a much bigger person and play a bigger game. And Janelle Johnson and Kate Engler and Janine Howard are three that come to mind that have really helped me to step up this year.
Do you have a daily ritual that works best for you?
Taking time out to breathe first thing in the morning and heading off to the gym as well really gets me set for the day to go. And then it's usually walk straight back in and into the preschool round, which is usually a lot of arguing and fighting about getting dressed.
Yeah, it's good to set you up, isn't it? Just have that piece to start with, and then I'm right to go.
Yep, and then it's like, okay, we'll argue about the getting dressed.
Do you have a favourite food?
Oh, I love roast dinners. Give me a good roast, whatever, lamb, chicken, whatever, with all the vegetables and potatoes and stuff. Yeah, that's my favourite.
Nice. Do you like the country or the city?
Definitely the country.
Yeah,
I'm definitely a country girl. Yeah.
Do you have a piece of advice to give others to help them make change in their life?
Just do it. If something doesn't feel right, if you're feeling stuck, then just go out and make the changes that you need to make for a better life.
Yeah,
and make them small. Your future self will love the small changes that you make today to be better tomorrow.
Yeah, good advice, that one. I love that. Just taking any small step is just is huge, and to change a direction or so that you'll be a different person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I think I would go back to myself when I was finishing uni and to say to, you know, not live life the conventional way, that there's more to life than just, you know, aiming to get that job when you get out of uni, and to probably start in business and much earlier than what I did.
Yeah, I think a lot of us would say that, wouldn't we? Just be brave.
Look, a friend and I nearly started a business that I ended up eventually starting anyway when we first finished uni, and I just keep wondering if we'd kept on path with that then, where I would have been now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Rachel. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll leave it there?
Absolutely. Look, jump on my website. It's Rachel Allan, which is Allan, allan.com.au. Subscribe. There's like free chapters and a free mini course that you get sent out as well. But the website's the first point of call to go to.
I love it. All right. Well, I recommend everyone goes there and gets a couple of free chapters to check it out.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Leanne.
You're welcome. Thank you. Igniters, I love the message Rachel has about being a role model for her daughter. Also, as a mother, letting go of being supermum and having to do it all. Her message is to be present for your children, and she helps empower business mums to do this. To get some free chapters of her book or to contact Rachel, go to www.rachelallan.com.au. For help in decoding your life to have fun, adventure and to feel fulfilled, contact me on my website www.ignitepodcast.com. Or if you're a woman looking for other supportive women who are living an adventurous life, go to my Facebook group, Ignite Your Life Adventure School for Women.